Have you ever picked up a book that completely changed your perspective? That's what happened to Tom Butler Bowden when he discovered Stephen Covey's 7 Habits in the late 1990s. This chance encounter transformed a government worker into one of the world's foremost chroniclers of personal development literature. His masterwork, 50 Self-Help Classics, reveals that beneath self-help's sometimes lowbrow reputation lies a rich heritage of wisdom, a literature of possibility that champions human potential rather than limitations. These diverse works share a revolutionary insight. By changing our thoughts and mental habits, we can fundamentally transform our lives. This isn't just positive thinking. It's about recognizing that our minds create our reality, and that with awareness, we can reshape both. We do not attract what we want, but what we are. James Allen's 1902 insight reveals that unconscious thoughts drive action as much as conscious ones. Maxwell Maltz found this principle at work in his plastic surgery patients, who remained unhappy after successful operations. Their self-image hadn't changed. Modern science reinforces these ideas. Martin Seligman's research shows optimism is a learnable skill that impacts health, wealth, and happiness. David Burns demonstrates that depression often stems from distorted thinking patterns. Emotions follow thoughts like ducks following their mother, without proving those thoughts true. Ancient wisdom anticipated these discoveries. The Bhagavad Gita distinguishes between desire-driven and purpose-driven action, advocating detachment from outcomes while pursuing goals. Marcus Aurelius's Meditations, written during military campaigns, teaches resilience through empathy, refusing to let life's difficulties breed misery. The Tao Te Ching offers paradoxical wisdom. Give up and you will succeed. It promotes stillness over control. Be still and allow the mud to settle. The Dhammapada similarly teaches that inner peace comes not from rejecting the world, but from cultivating love and calmness within it. Joseph Campbell identified that world myths follow a hero's journey pattern. An unfulfilled protagonist receives a call to adventure, faces trials and a supreme ordeal, triumphs, and returns transformed. Rather than clinging to fortune's wheel as it turns, we should live from its hub, centered on our bliss, those activities that create timeless flow states. Viktor Frankl's concentration camp experiences showed that people retain the freedom to choose their attitude even in extreme circumstances. He found 3 sources of meaning: creative work, love, and our response to suffering. Meaning emerges not from pursuing happiness directly, but through losing ourselves in purposeful endeavors. William Bridges showed that change, not stability, is nature's default state. Every transition follows 3 phases: endings, a neutral zone, and new beginnings. Though uncomfortable, the neutral zone's uncertainty makes us receptive to transformation. Susan Jeffers reframes fear as a signal of growth rather than a warning to retreat. While doubt often drives us back to safety, fear should be interpreted as encouragement to proceed. Its absence may indicate stagnation. Pushing through fear is less frightening than living with the underlying fear that comes from a feeling of helplessness. In flow states, as described by Mahali Csikszentmihalyi, time seems to stand still as we become fully absorbed in challenging tasks. While pleasure is passive, true enjoyment demands conscious engagement. We find greatest satisfaction when pursuing meaningful goals that bring order to our consciousness. Ellen Langer's research contrasts mindlessness, which limits experience, with mindfulness, which expands our control and choices. Mindfulness, though accessible, helps break rigid mental patterns by creating new conceptual categories and reassessing old ones, what William James called the faculty of perceiving in an unhabitual way. Habits form through a 3-stage loop of cue, routine, and reward, as Charles Duhigg explains. While our brains automate complex tasks into routines, we can alter these patterns by becoming aware of this loop. As bundles of habits, real change requires rewiring our neural pathways by making our nervous system an ally. The Dalai Lama approaches happiness methodically, as life's purpose with a clear path. His scientific approach involves identifying factors that cause suffering and happiness, then systematically eliminating negative influences while nurturing positive ones. David Brooks contrasts career success, leveraging strengths, with moral development, addressing weaknesses, positioning character building as life's essential project. He highlights George Marshall, whose greatness emerged from prioritizing institution and country over self-promotion. Stephen Covey differentiated between the superficial personality ethic and the fundamental character ethic based on enduring principles. His key premise, private victory precedes public victory. The Seven Habits advocates transformation through consistent small changes, emphasizing effectiveness over mere efficiency. Samuel Smiles dispels the myth of innate artistic genius, demonstrating that success stems from sustained effort and perseverance. He shows how masters like Michelangelo and Titian achieved greatness through disciplined work rather than natural talent. Excellence emerges from patience, mental discipline, and deep focus. Marie Kondo elevates tidying from organization to life philosophy. Instead of daily maintenance, she recommends one decisive tidying event that permanently shifts mindset. Her method centers on keeping items that spark joy rather than focusing on elimination. Dale Carnegie found that people skills, not technical knowledge, drive career success. The core human desire is to feel important and appreciated. Genuine appreciation comes from truly seeing others and fostering mutual cooperation. John Gray notes that men and women communicate differently. Women process emotions through discussion, while men often need solitude. Men seek trust while women need to feel prioritized, and conflicts often arise from these differing styles rather than content. Daniel Goleman shows that emotional intelligence, recognizing and managing emotions in ourselves and others, matters more than raw intellect for life success. He links emotional awareness to ethics, with impulse control forming the foundation of character and compassion. Brené Brown redefines vulnerability as a source of strength, not weakness. While we instinctively shield ourselves, this very armor prevents genuine connection. The paradox, vulnerability is the last thing I want you to see in me, but the first thing I look for in you. Richard Carlson's Don't Sweat the Small Stuff presents 100 strategies for avoiding unnecessary struggle, emphasizing perspective taking through questions like, will this matter a year from now? In The Alchemist, Paulo Coelho shows through Santiago's journey how the universe conspires to help those who pursue meaningful goals. While dreams carry a cost, not pursuing them proves more expensive. James Hillman introduces the concept of a personal soul image or daimon, an invisible force that guides our destiny. Life becomes about manifesting this inherent purpose rather than becoming something new. Wayne Dyer describes how aligning with our higher purpose creates real magic and synchronicity. Being on purpose manifests as losing yourself in work you do regardless of payment. Life's greatest rewards emerge from expressing unique talents and authentic connections, not pursuing generic excellence. The universe naturally supports those who align actions with core values and share their gifts openly.